Chapter 8. Alan a Dale. Robin and Marian were walking through the forest when they saw a young man sitting near a river. He was playing a lyre and singing a sad song.
"Who are you, and why are you singing this sad song?"
asked Robin. "My name is Alan of Barnsdale, but people call me Alan a Dale. I am very unhappy, because I love a girl called Alice. She loves me too. But her father wants her to marry a rich old baron. The marriage is tomorrow at Papplewick Church." The young man was so unhappy that he started to cry. Robin and Marian looked at each other. Marian remembered her similar situation some time ago. Then Robin said,
"I want to help you, Alan a Dale. I have a plan. Come with me."
Early the next morning, Robin sent his best archers to Papplewick. They hid inside the church and all around it. Robin, Friar Tuck, and Alan a Dale disguised themselves as simple peasants. Then they went to Papplewick. They entered the church and sat down. At midday, the bishop and the rich old baron entered the church. Then Alice arrived with her father. She wore a white dress and she had flowers in her hair. She was beautiful, but very sad and pale. When the bishop began the marriage ceremony, Robin stood up and said,
"My lord, an ugly old man cannot marry this beautiful young woman. Winter cannot marry spring."
"What?"
cried the bishop.
"Sit down and be silent.
There is no love between that old man and this young woman. You must not marry them."
The bishop was furious. He cried,
"Guards, arrest this peasant immediately."
At that moment, Robin's men stood up and pointed their bows and arrows at the guards. The guards did not move. The bishop ran out of the church. Alan a Dale ran to Alice and embraced her.
"My sweet Alice, I want to marry you."
Alice was very happy and said,
"You are the only man I want to marry."
Friar Tuck married the happy couple at Papplewick Church. Then everyone returned to Sherwood Forest to enjoy the wedding banquet. Alan a Dale and Alice lived in Sherwood Forest with Robin, Marian, and the Outlaw.